Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This shelly you, pretty girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, you want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets out the buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
Hey, what up, everybody? Welcome to this impromptu episode of Buckets. Not something me and Vish thought we would be covering. We thought we were kind of done for the week. But we're here covering the unexpected retirement of the greatest coach to grace UM basketball and coach Katie Meyer. How's it going, Vish?
Not good. like you said, we had actually talked offline, you know, if a major player off the men's team hits the portal or just announces they're going pro or something, we do an impromptu show. Did not expect it for this.
It was not a fun way to wake up this afternoon after work. My phone blowing up that Coach Meyer announced her retirement. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Any fan of the program saw that coming. Me and Vish certainly didn't. Obviously, we're happy for her.
It's bittersweet because it's obviously what I mean. It's a great way to go out. It's on her terms. She created a position with the athletic department to still support the school, which she's given so much to, while not, you know, being as day to day involved on the court, the grind of being a coach. So, I mean, you can't ask for a better outcome for her, but selfishly, you know,
you're selfishly devastated and sad. And I know I woke up to it and it was like 12:15 and I had to meet a friend for lunch, a former coworker, and I was very distracted. Vish had to sit through some meetings today. I saw a lot of the ladies on the team posting on their Instagram stories, you know, lots of love shown to Coach Meyer, obviously. But we're all selfishly sad.
Yeah, didn't expect this. It feels like someone died, to be honest. I mean, that's
right.
Harsh,
that's how I feel like when I was tweeting about it. Like, you know, we're hardcore when I'm getting text messages from fellow Canes fans, like, "Hey, are you okay?"
To be honest, the answer's kind of no. I mean, we're probably being a little dramatic at the moment right now. It feels really, really bad. But we're probably, you know, we're probably a little bit too much in our feelings at this point. Because again, it's a good thing for Coach, though, who's someone we all care about. So, you know, we should be happy for her.
No, we are.
But you know, it's hard to believe.
You're here wallowing in our own misery right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, several things, right? And I mean, part of this is also the way the season ended with that screw job, which we're not going to go back through now. This show's about Coach Meyer.
There's a two-hour show about that.
Yeah, but just you know, generally thinking like, okay, we're not going to like that Virginia Tech game 2 weeks ago was the last one. Is, I mean, it's going to be weird going out to the lot and seeing someone else on the sideline. I mean, unbelievable.
The last game I saw a coach in person was the NC State game.
I was at the last home game, that Georgia Tech game, that overtime game. So yeah. I was there for that. Who knew? It was our last home game. It was the last time she coached at the lot.
Yeah, we didn't see it coming.
No, and I mean, you know, obviously, if you watch the intro, Coach has been on
he's
the
all
show.
Over it. Yeah.
Yeah. She Coach, named the show.
Coach is a big reason that this podcast exists.
Yeah.
She's given a lot of her time. She's come on the show twice. Yeah. She named the show. She's been very kind to both of us. I know Vish has gone to a few away games, and he's, you know, she's helped him out as far as, you know, where to get tickets.
Yeah, and Hunter to her wife, who she mentioned. Yeah.
So it's, you know, you might be sitting here like being like, why are these two so depressed? But like, I mean, Vish more so too, like we're very connected to the program. We've been following the program before this. We're both alums. So we've been following basketball for years, not just the men's, the women's also. But covering the team over the last year, it kind of just gives a whole nother – it's just another level to our fandom and our love for the program. And you could probably tell that just from Tuesday when we were talking about the team and, you know, the snub and everything. And, you know, we take it very seriously. We love it. So it's hard to see our coach leave us, but, you know.
Well, I mean, I think the positive is she's not leaving this.
Yeah,
the
she's remaining with the program. There's a new position for her.
You know, you should think a little bit fourth dimensionally, Melissa, because still back to the future term, because there is a non-zero chance we could watch a hoops game with Katie Meyer, which will be something. But yeah, so I mean, at least she'll still be involved in the program and the school. Yeah, essentially, she created a position that allowed her to kind of have the right kind of work-life balance to still help the school, but also, again, I don't think she'll care if we tell the story. Like when we first had her on the show, as Melissa said, the show, you know, our epic timing as usual. We started it right after the Final Four last year, and the women obviously in the Elite Eight. We started it then, so you know, we've definitely caught it on a high. Mm-hmm. And then this season happened, but so she was the first guest we actually had on Buckets, and
it wasn't Buckets when she came on until
it wasn't Buckets yet because she named it, but.
Yeah.
You know, this was well after this. This was a few weeks after the season was over for the women. And, you know, I asked her, I'd known her before, which I think we'll probably get into in Mount Rushmore of Katie Meyer moments at the end of the show. But I'd already known her, so I asked her if she could come on the show. And we told her what day and time we were going live. And this is just a random week, like Tuesday in April. She was like, I'm having dinner with a recruit. I don't think people understand how much of a grind this job is. By the way, she moved the dinner around to come on the show. I mean,
yeah. And it wasn't even just like, I can come on for 5 minutes. She was on the show for half an hour.
Yeah. She spent a lot of time with us, as we said, name the show and as part of that. But, I think people, you know, they see the coaching and they know recruiting is important. They don't realize how much of a 24/7 grind it is. Even the fun stuff like going to Europe, like that just takes so much out of you. And I think, you know, for her, she felt it was not. She, I think, probably by the end of the season, she just didn't want to crank it up again. It's
19 years at Miami, but she was coaching prior to coming to Miami.
Yep, she was at Charlotte before.
She's been in basketball a really long time. She played.
She's a star basketball player. She's in Duke's if they call it a Hall of Famer honor, whatever, for but as a player. So yeah, no, that's from the 80s. Like it's been a long road for her, a long successful one. I think it's really cool she was able to kind of, typical Coach Meyer, she came up with a game plan, figured out, you know, the best way for her to continue to support the program and also hopefully have some bit of work-life balance, and took it to the athletic director, and that was that. So again, sucks for us, but you know, it's a great way for her to go out.
And kudos to Dan Radakovich for having this kind of just go. I mean, obviously we don't know the background, but having her go from coaching to this new position to allow her to remain with the program, because anybody who knows anything about the program knows she only benefits the program by being around the program.
Yeah. And I mean, she's obviously beyond, it's even beyond though the basketball program. She's, I mean, if you ask people who like the best person in the athletic department, the best, it's always her name. So mm-hmm.
I mean, but we've said it before,
not to take credit away.
A really good coach and an even better person. Yeah. Like we've said it multiple times. Anybody you ask about, here, I'll give a story. I mean, anyone you ask. So I went to an event before the football, one of the football games last year, and I had the honor to actually meet Coach. She's on my wall. And I had just come back from a vacation with my mom, like a 2-3 day vacation. And I posted one picture on Twitter just saying like, oh, vacations with mom are awesome, blah, blah, blah. So I go up to her and I was like, oh, hey, Coach, it's really nice to meet you in person. Thanks so much for coming on the show. And the first thing she says to me, she's like, oh, hey, how was your vacation with your mom? Like for her to, I mean, she checks Twitter, obviously, like she likes stuff, she posts stuff, but like for her, like, I know she's been on our podcast, but that's the first time she's ever met me. We've had a couple conversations, obviously, on the pod, but for her to remember that and like the first thing she says, like, oh, hey, how was your vacation? Like she's just a super down to earth human. And like just a really nice person, like that really nice, like personality you see in like interviews and stuff. That's her. She's a great human. And I mean, Vish has had even more interactions with her. So,
yeah, I mean, that it is tough. I did exchange some messages with her today, which I'll keep private. But yeah, I mean, it's a huge vacuum to fill, even though she's still going to be around. But not to, you know, take credit away from Radakovich, be a complete idiot not to keep her involved if she's offering to do that. Mm-hmm. And she could have gone on coaching forever, obviously, here if she wanted to. But I think, you know, she determined the time was right not to. And yeah, I'm still trying to process this. Like, I cannot believe we're doing the show right now, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll starting a campaign. We had talked about this on the show before, like even probably more so during the off season, about how fortunate the Miami program is to have both Coach L and Coach Meyer having coached for the basketball programs for as long as they have. And we've always like, oh, you know, we assume, you know, in a few years, Coach L will be retiring. He's in his 70s. Coach Meyer, we didn't see this coming, but like, we were always like, oh, there's going to be a statue. Something's going to be named after them when they both retire. Like it's obvious because they've been such gems and so amazing for both basketball programs, but Coach Meyer's name needs to be on the court.
Yeah, I mean,
there's something needs to be named after her, and I think it needs to be on the court because it needs to be visible. What she's done for this women's program in the 19 years that she's here is insane. She did so much with so little for so long. Obviously, there's been more poured into the basketball programs, you know, since Radakovich got here. But her name needs to be everywhere. It should be on the court. There should be like a stat, whatever, like that picture of her and Coach L on our intro at the end. Just make that a statue and put it in front of the Watt.
Yeah.
But Coach Katie Meyer Court, I mean, it needs to be there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to assume there's going to be, you know, accolades and honors and awards that are going to flow out now. This is all very, very new. To Melissa's point, I mean, I don't see how you don't name something substantive after her. I mean, a statue's actually, I would say, I mean, this is.
I'll start a GoFundMe. I mean, shoot, I'll put into whatever I have. I'll listen.
I mean, how much is the statue? I'll just pay for the damn thing. But I think.
She'll get a banner.
I want more than a banner. I want more than a banner.
Honestly, I want her name on the court.
Right, and that's what I was about to say. Like, as good as the statue or is,
something it needs.
No, no, like, but as good as the statues, I think the name on the court's even better.
Yeah,
and so that's what I want. She's the winningest coach in school history, and she deserves.
And this is both men's and women's basketball. Yeah. She is the winningest coach. Oh, do I have that tweet? Someone posted a tweet of her, like all of her accomplishments. Let me find it. Let me scroll. Here we go. Winningest UM basketball coach. 362 wins at Miami, 11 20 win seasons, an Elite Eight, 10 NCAA tournament appearances. It should be 11. We all know what happened this year. Won the ACC regular season title in 2010, AP Coach of the Year, UM Sports Hall of Fame. And
yeah,
GOAT status. Like, just GOAT status. She's like, yeah, family. It's like, yeah, you know, like you don't know somebody that well, like you're, but you know them anyway.
Yeah. No, she's that. Yeah. Indeed. Well, it's because she treats everyone like family. That's why.
Yeah. You wouldn't know that she's like a head coach of like a big time basketball.
Well, a Hall of Fame.
You wouldn't know that with right? Like the way she interacts.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Because she's just like humble, genuine human.
Right, exactly. It's real. It's not fake. Yeah. It's genuine. And that comes across. And
I mean, yes, she came on a podcast that barely had its feet off the ground. We had done like what, two or three shows, and we asked.
Yeah, they weren't even. This was before we had. I think this was before we ever had Matt on with both of us.
Yeah, it was just me and you.
I'd done shows with each of you individually, but not.
Yeah.
Not together.
We were still running under the football banner, doing shows.
Yeah, and then, yeah. Well, it's a good thing we waited because we got her to name it. So.
I don't even know that we had thought of a name yet.
This is all just peeling the onion back. No, I told her I'd ask her on air.
No, because we hadn't thought of a name yet either. So like,
no, but I said, why don't we ask Coach what to name? And then we just,
yeah,
to do that.
That's why we were like, yeah. So, and her response was awesome. So it will forever be the beginning of the show. Like, yeah, it's not changing just as much as the Sox outro. Probably.
The intro is kind of memorialized now at this point.
Yeah. I mean, some of the middle clips might change, but I mean, we can't get rid of the Matt thumbnail either, so there's
limited.
The only thing that's gonna change is like if we get like Kenny Kaji on the show or something.
I mean, you'll have to decide what we're bumping. It ain't gonna be Coach Meyer clips.
We can bump, like,
we can't bump Julian Gamble or Duran or the Duran head bob.
We might have to cut down the seconds of them. Why do you think she resigned?
She retired.
She retired. I mean, we can sit here and speculate, but we kind of said it before, like, it's a grind. It's 24/7 recruiting. You're dealing with NIL. She's been with UM for 19 years. Hopefully we're going to get her on the show.
We will. She's been so kind. I can't imagine she wouldn't be willing to come on and talk at some point. But just for everyone's awareness, her press conference is tomorrow at I think 10 a.m. Yeah, 10 a.m. At Watsco. So, you know, that'll be her press availability. Radakovich will be there. Absolutely, Nate. I think she burned out. You know, use whatever term you want. Again, it's a grind, 19 years. And as Melissa said, at Charlotte before that, I want to say for six, it was several years. She's gonna spend time on Buckets, the show, and Buckets the Boat. I think if anyone's looking for some kind of like, oh, something was going on behind the scenes, that absolutely is not the case. That I can guarantee you. There wasn't some kind of like, this is a retirement to avoid blah, blah. No, she actually... she decided this is the best way for her to stay involved in the program and also to get some of her life back. That's not just basketball 24/7. So she'll be down in the Keys on her boat Buckets. She'll be on the show Buckets, hopefully. It was time for me.
I Wikipedia'd her resume.
Okay.
She began her collegiate coaching career at UNC Asheville, where she served as an assistant coach for 1 year in 93-94, and then went to Tulane, where she was an associate head coach from 99 to 01, and an assistant coach from 94 to 99. So she was there for a bit and then went to Charlotte. So she was at UNC Asheville for a year, Tulane as an assistant, Tulane for 7 years, and then Charlotte for 4 as her first head coaching job.
And then here.
And then here, she started at Miami in 2005. In 2010, 2011, she led the team to a 26-3 record and shared a claim of the ACC regular season title, named ACC Coach of the Year that year, as well as College Basketball Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I think National Coach of the Year that year.
Yeah. And then it's like all her Duke stats when she was a player. Scored 1,761 career points at Duke.
Yep, no, she's in there. I don't think they call it a Hall of Fame. I think they call it something else. So I think, you know, it's a lot of basketball from the late 80s through to.
And Nate's pointing out Tulane's coach just retired recently as well, and that was her mentor.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, if you think about it, she started at Duke in the late 80s all the way to now. She's almost been, she's been in basketball at the collegiate level as long as Melissa's been alive, basically. So.
Oh, as far as coaching or playing?
Just involved in the collegiate level. Starting with the playing, it's...
Her rookie year was 1986, so...
Like I said.
That's my birth year.
Yeah, this is basically as long as you've been alive.
But someone before asked me how old she was, and I had no idea, so I'm looking at her age, so... She's got a lot of life to enjoy.
Yeah, no, I think that was certainly part of the reasoning. Like, you make that. Hey, shout out to Javi, general.
I was at the baseball game with him last weekend.
Yeah,
he pulled the Jazz though.
What, he showed up later, left early. they're both in play. After that the heavens opened up there. I'm like, oh, I don't know, I would have stuck that, 'cause I'm insane.
Oh yeah, I was soaked.
I totally understand.
And I sent him a selfie of me being soaked standing in the Concord anyway.
Yeah, and I think that, Nate, I think that's the idea, right? Like that she you know, she's still relatively young, so she's got, you know, she came to that point where it was you know, do I really want to keep doing this for the next 5? She had 4 years left on her contract. Not that that was ever going to be an issue, but
yeah. Just for context, Nate texted me when all this came out, and his text was, "Today officially sucks."
Yeah, I think that's a good summary of the day. I still think I'm in a little bit of shock. We discussed
maybe doing a show like this weekend to cover it, but to kind of get our minds wrapped around it, but to not do something right away and honor her felt wrong.
Yeah. And I mean, it's going to be weird for a while, right? Like,
yeah,
it still hasn't sunk in that she's not the coach, but then, you know, you're going to have someone else. And I know Jorge asked, we're going to talk about that a little bit, but not too much on this show. We'll have more, you know, later,
there's no prep coming into the show. This was obviously unexpected. So as far as replacement ideas, I mean, I would need to do more research.
Yeah, but we'll touch on that a little bit, but we'll have more later. But I mean, it's kind of weird. There's going to be, you know, someone else is going to be the head coach probably relatively soon.
You would think this happens relatively quickly.
Yeah, with that and then, like, yeah, you know, in the off season, all the interviews, obviously, like we are part of the people that conduct those. It's going to be with a different person, and that, like, yeah, they're gonna tip off next year with a different coach on the sideline. Is all
well, and also a lot of the offseason coverage we do is about recruiting and portal. So obviously, with your legendary coach retiring, you know, you get into like, all right, how is this going to affect our incoming class? How is this going to affect people going to the portal? You know, future classes, things like that. I mean, I mean, literally, as far as the Instagram accounts on the team that I follow, pretty much like 5-6 players have already posted about her with like hearts and sad faces. So
yeah, but honestly, like I understand the reality of, you know, people, you know, we might lose some players now, more than Ali, like other players as well. And yeah, you know, a lot of stuff is up in the air. I frankly, that was like the last thing I was thinking of. I just don't care at this right now, at this in this moment. I should, because long term that matters, but at this point, it's just, you know, I don't really give a crap at this point. That's not like in the front of my head. It's all just coach.
Well, and that's why, I mean, I don't know if we'll get into this, but I made a comment to you on our text about a future coach, about why I wanted somebody in particular.
Well, I mean, we'll talk about, no, we can talk about that. So, but I think just on the level up, so there's kind of two options, right? You either, there is, I mean, we'll name the name, Fitzroy Anthony is, you know, the top assistant. He's very well thought of within the school and within the locker room and within the administration and
just within coaching in general. He was gonna get a head coach offer somewhere very soon.
Yeah. Now, would he have gotten a head coach offer at a, you know, a high level ACC team? Maybe not. So no. I think, but and so I think
he only is an option because keeping the family together.
Well,
and how trusted he is within the system, but also. You can see it from the other angle too, about going out and getting a more proven head coach that's been, you know, that's had success. You know, he's just been the assistant, a really, really good assistant under one of the best coaches ever. But
yeah, and then like you said, those are the two options. If you're going in house, it would almost have to be. I would think it would have to be Fitzroy. If you're going outside, then you know anything could happen. I understand that, you know. If we hire Coach Fitz, it'll keep a lot more of the players here, likely, because mm-hmm. again, the relationship is there. But to me, that's like the least concern. That's still short-termism, right? A lot of these kids are going to be seniors next year. So, you know, you get to 25 and it's definitely a rebuild if you look at all the juniors we have on the team. So, I guess that'll be seniors next year. So, I would say the stronger case for Coach Fitz is just look, the program is healthy, the culture is outstanding, and you want and you can easily make a case for the continuity of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the argument for him. Now, again, like you said, the argument against doing something like that is does not have the head coaching experience. This is the ACC; it's the toughest conference.
Yeah,
in women's college basketball, so it's a big baptism under fire for
and then
for
you
him.
Think like, but then you think like, oh, if we bring in like a coach from the outside, what are the chances they keep Coach Fitz on?
I mean, I don't think that again. I don't think that's a concern either. If the decision is that
well, no, I'm saying like, what are the chances though to keep a little?
I would say probably not great unless the other way around it happened. Let's say we don't have time to research.
All speculation.
Yeah, but let's say we pull a coach from a school, they come in and then their top assistant becomes the head coach at the school they left. You know that then there's not. But generally, you know, if I run an organization at work. I have really great people that work with me in leadership. If I'm leaving, unless they're taking my role over, I want to take them with me. So that's where it becomes more challenging, right? If you already you're a head coach and you got your top assistants, these are your people. These are people you want to work with. These are people you pick to work with. These are the people you trust. You're going to want to bring them with you. Now, of course, if one of them then gets promoted up into your role, you're like, great, even better. You're happy for them. And now you need to fill a gap. And I think that'll determine a lot of it. But yeah, so I think those are the two. We didn't really have time to do full coaching breakdowns, but I think those are it's either Coach Fitz or
national
going outside. And I think you could justify
both.
Unlike the selection committee where you could not justify what they did, here you could justify either direction. But mm-hmm. obviously, we know we're close. I'll just say if I had to pick, I would want Coach Fitz to take the rollover. I think there are concerns about like him not being a head coach before, but I mean this is kind of messed up because we're so close to the program. But obviously, like, we know everyone involved in the program, and I mean if you watch the way that the team operates. He does a lot of the coaching already. He's very much leading. He calls out the offense and defense. He's making those calls. He's very heavily involved. And I think it would be, I think, you know, again, part of this is basketball, part of this is emotional, but I want to make sure that no one else on this program, you mentioned like Coach Bitz, would he be retained? Coach Bitz will be fine. Like he'll get a, he could get a head coaching job somewhere at a smaller school. He could get land as an assistant on any staff. He's one of the best assistant coaches in the country.
Yeah.
But when you think about all of the staff that supports, all of the that we're also friendly with and close with, like I don't want anything to impact them. And and again, if you have a coach, a new head coach coming in, they're gonna have their people, not just their assistant coaches. And you know, they're like, this is my trainer, this is my this, this is my that. And maybe they don't bring them all in, so I'm not suggesting one way or the other, but you know, just having, this is not a basketball analysis, this is more of a personal like, analysis.
Yeah.
Of like, hey, I don't want, like I like all of the people that run the women's basketball program personally, and I want them to make sure, I want to make sure they're okay. So that's why, honestly, that's the main reason I want Coach Fitz. And I want Coach Fitz to have the opportunity because I think he's earned it.
I think Coach Meyer probably will help. And
well, that's the other thing. Think about if you're a coach. Look, Miami's obviously we have brand new practice facilities and all that. Like, that's a tough thing to step into if you're not Coach Fitz.
Yeah.
You're coming in and like Coach Meyer's hanging around. Like, that's a tough job to walk into. Where you're kind of stepping out onto her, you know, her legacy built everything that is at this program. So I think it's a tough job to step into, especially with Coach Meyer having a role still on campus.
Well, I mean, I think it would be probably like, I mean, obviously Coach Fitz, it'd be easier for him just from being in the program, but unless you get like a big time name, that's not going to be.
Right. Well, I mean, Coach Fitz is different, right? Because
yeah, but I'm saying it's not like you're getting like a coach maybe from a smaller school where like the lights would be too big. But like if you get another big time name or something, it might not be a
light. Well, it's not even the lights too big. It's an uncomfortable situation, right?
Yeah, because you're working with the previous coach.
Because yeah, well, it's
big shoes to fill to begin with.
Right, but it's totally natural for Coach Fitz to be running the program the way he wants. And also feel comfortable with like reaching out to Coach Meyer for advice on things and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It is very weird if we pull, and I'm assuming it would be a pretty major hire. We're not going to, like you said, we're not going to drop them like the Sun Belt and grab a coach.
Yeah.
Right. If we're going to do that, it'll be Coach Fitz. So it'll be someone that's, you know, has the way that they do things, very confident in themselves, has probably been successful at either a mid or high or a power conference already.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to justifiably have a, hey, I know what I'm doing, I know how to do things, that's why I got hired here in the first place, I don't need the Hall of Famer like looking over my shoulder, and it can be uncomfortable.
Yeah,
because even Coach Fitz, if it's him, he's gonna do some things differently. That's just the nature of it. And someone coming in completely is gonna do a lot of things differently, and you have Coach Meyer still around a little bit, like that could get uncomfortable. No, we still haven't, you know, we got some information on what Coach Meyer is going to be doing. It looks like it's a lot of fundraising. But she did also mention, you know, the mentorship angle. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. Nate wants a national search. Again, I think you can justify that. I want to give Coach Fitz a shot. That's what I want to do.
I mean, I don't blame them either way.
No, there's not a,
I just think unless we're gonna go out and get a big time name to come in, like you said, like why dip into a lower division or conference to get somebody where you have a guy that's been here who's learned under the best. So that's the way I think. Hey Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always, that's true. There's always going to be people, haters. And honestly, like, I don't care what they say.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. Like, honestly, like our, I'm going to tangent a little bit here. Our fan base, for whatever reason, gets off on being the whiniest group of people you will ever encounter. Yeah. Everything is sky is falling. Everything is complain, 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 complain. They were firing JD Arteaga during the Stonehill game, which we came back and won, and then won a weekend series against North Carolina, won a weekend series against Virginia. It's back-to-back ACC-ranked series wins. They fired him 2 weeks ago because lazy hire. So, again, yeah. But all we do is complain. And so, frankly, it doesn't matter who.
No matter who we hire, there's going to be people that complain.
It's going to be, well, it's going to be all this, oh, why'd they do this? They should have done that. And
it's gonna be the idiots that don't really follow the program. They're just trying to nitpick something.
Well, not even nitpick. There's a whole cottage industry of complaint merchanting that people get off on just being pains in the ass and whining all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're gonna complain about whatever happens here. And if frankly, if Radakovich is worried about the optics, then I got a problem. You put the right person in there and you go from there. I think Coach Fitz is ready for this job. I'm so close to the program that like it's not, I can't see straight on it, to be honest. So normally I'm like the rational one, like here's my statistics. I want Coach Fitz to have it because I like Coach Fitz and I want him to have this opportunity. Whether that's the right decision, I don't know, but that's where I'm at, and I can't separate. We actually were talking about this on Tuesday. It's like, didn't know this was going to happen, but like, it was like, this is the program we're closest to on campus, not just the head coach. We talked about that on Tuesday, the staff, everyone, the trainers,
mm-hmm.
like all of them we're very close with. And
Jasmine followed our Buckets account.
Yes, she did. Well, hopefully she's not the second player to follow the account and transfer. But I honestly can't. Like I've interacted with Coach Fitz. Actually, I watched the Mississippi State game with his kids. Like I can't see straight on this.
It hits different for us with the women, and especially for Vish. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm close to it too, but Vish has it's been a longer, because you've known tough. Coach from before this. Like, I've gotten to know her this year because of our podcast. I've always followed the team as a fan, but yeah.
So, Parrish asked a good question.
How long do we give this process to play out?
So there's a multi-layered question. I do think we won't really see it. I think this was done intentionally Thursday. Do the announcement, do all that stuff. Friday, do the press conference. Let the weekend pass. So that way you put some gap between the legend retiring and you doing whatever they're going to do.
And then Monday,
if it's Coach Fitz, it'll probably happen pretty quickly.
Yeah.
If they're actually going to do a search, it's going to probably wait for the tournament to end.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big delta there. Because if they're going to interview people, they're going to be interviewing coaches that are coaching in the tournament.
Yeah.
Or if they're doing a search, that's going to include it. Maybe not all of them. Like, for example, obviously we're a bad example because we got completely effed or we'd be playing the tournament right now. But other than that, like, yeah, I mean, there's no complete search will not include at least some coaches that are coaching in the tournament. So if you're going to do that, you need to wait for them to get eliminated and all that stuff. So if it's not Coach Fitz, it's probably going to be several weeks. But I do think either way, watch, we'll get an announcement tomorrow at the press conference as Coach Fitz or something. But I'm thinking either way, like they'll probably let it marinate over the weekend to kind of put some gap between, you know, to give Katie Meyer her due plaudits for, you know, a wonderful career and have the focus be there. And then you can transition to, okay, we need a new coach. Because I think doing so, I think it was probably sequenced that way on purpose to put a weekend in between the two events so you don't run together.
Yeah. And then we'll see what happens with the team.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, again, I think the coach will play into that. And that doesn't necessarily mean, like, if they go national and they bring a coach in, that coach won't, you know, resonate with the players too. It doesn't, you know, if you make a good hire and a good, I'm sure some of them are, frankly, I'm sure some of them at this point, once they get over the shock of it too, because as Melissa said, she's into the Instagram, not me, but she's been sending us, you know, hey, look at this. And yeah, the players were caught off guard too. So right now they're also, I mean, you think we're I can imagine them, right? I'm sure they're processing as well. But I'm sure some of them, regardless of whether it's Coach Rich or someone else, or, you know, Katie Meyer is Katie Meyer. They came to Miami to play for her. And if she's not there, they're going to look around for some of them, regardless of who it is. Others, you know, maybe it's Coach Fitz that gets them to stay. Others, maybe it's a different coach comes in that connects with them, and that's why they stay. So I think we're going to see some movement regardless at this point, regardless of who we hire. And that's why I don't really think that should be a factor. But I do want, I love the culture of this program, and I want it to maintain. And that's important to me.
Yep.
What a day, man.
This is unbelievable. I keep refreshing Twitter because I'm like, I'm waiting for some like transfer portal bomb to hit or something.
I mean, to me, it doesn't even, like, I'm so numb now. Like this has been.
Yeah.
I mean, I am mostly nothing can hurt me at this point. You can put any of our men's or women's players in the portal will not faze me nearly as much as what just happened. And it's not going to. I am now numb to it. I would have, go on, take your punch. It's not going to knock me out now.
It's more so that nothing could have prepared us for this. Like, there was no, not even an inkling or a hint that this was going to happen.
No, and not again. I think, you know, like as close, and we've been, you know, talking about how close we are to the the program. And part of that is, you know, to express our gratitude to Coach Meyer for allowing us to do so. Part of it is also because we want to make it clear, like, we're not obviously we're a Miami basketball show. We cover the team. We want them to do well. But in this instance, we are in particularly biased to insane levels. So we just want to be transparent about that. But obviously the players are a lot closer to the program than we are. They got caught off guard. So it's just not a situation where, you know, like Melissa said, it was kind of known that this was going to happen. But if you think about, like, I mean, the last week has been, it's been something, man. Got left out of the tournament and then this, and in the middle, like, half the men's team transfers. I'm numb to it now. It's been rolling negative news. And at this point, like, I mean, this is the
only
one thing.
The only positive was Coach Meyer.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, nothing really, I didn't expect this. So it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, it was positive that she was going to be around. What's positive? Coach Ellis going to be around. So,
yeah,
I just think, yeah, I didn't see this coming at all. And I don't think anyone did. If you look at, like, yeah, no, Nate's right. And
yeah,
you know, you can be happy for them and sad at the same time. I think that's where we are.
And Nate, you're not wrong in your you know, ideas of trying to find a national coach nationally and the internal hires and all of this stuff. It's just, we've already said our opinions are biased. So I'm all for giving Coach Fitz a chance. If they want to go and do a national search, I'm all for it also. I just want whatever's best for Miami. But it's going to be really weird seeing somebody else on the sideline next season.
Yep, it is. It's going to be I mean, I don't even. It's gonna be a weird. It's gonna be rolling weirdness. Yeah. Okay. Because I mean, we're talking about former Miami head coach Kenny Meyer right now. So that's a tough one. Yeah, I'm sure we'll obviously have a lot more on this as this is still very very new and fluid. But we
I can't remember the last time we did a show at 6 o'clock.
I mean, it probably felt, when
we first started.
Yeah, no, we used to do them earlier.
Yeah,
I mean, it felt like it needed to be done. I mean, it certainly helps me to talk about it. So,
does she? She's doing a press conference tomorrow.
Yeah,
the tournament.
Yeah, we weren't in the. We got effed out of the tournament, so she would have done a press conference. Yeah, they do after tournament games, but there wasn't one there. But yeah, she's doing a press conference tomorrow at 10 a.m. Her and Radakovic, at the Watt, are doing their press to obviously formally, do the close off of the era there. I'm sure they will get questions about the replacement, and I'd be surprised if we got any kind of substantive answers on that. But I would expect it to kind of sit on the weekend and crank back up again next week.
Yeah. Some craziness going on with March Madness today. Every time I check before. Nevada Dayton game is going back and forth. So,
it is. It is the tournament. My phone is having a lot of fun reminding me of memories from a year ago, which I'm very much appreciating. Thank you for that.
Last year was so special.
I got hit with a. Remember that time you were in an Albany last week.
Parrish wants to know if Coach L is right behind her. Honestly, a Coach L retirement wouldn't have shocked me given his age. But,
given his age and the way the season went and the way he sat on the end of the bench against Virginia and stopped coaching the team and stuff, it kind of felt like he came out at the end of the season. I was like, I've had enough. I can see it. I did not see this coming. But, no, Coach L has said time and again, coaching is what keeps him going. He wants to stay.
Yeah, he was pretty adamant on his last –
Yeah, and he did his.
Joked about an extension.
Yeah, he did his end of year press conference earlier this week. Coach Meyer, because they should have been in the tournament. They weren't really prepped for the wrap up.
They were practicing. They literally were practicing,
that's true. They spent all that time. So that was this one. It kind of happened out of sequence. But Coach L did his press conference. He's not going anywhere.
And we're happy about that here on Buckets, despite the idiots online.
Yeah, no, that is definitely true.
So, Dayton scored again. Now they're up 3 with 15 seconds left.
It's going to be the first game I missed. Damn it. Nevada blew it.
I didn't have time to do a bracket. I was going to do it this morning. And then
you went bracketless.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is this just to avoid having to pick against Beach?
I didn't want to pick against Beach. No, I didn't.
I had to do it. Poor Matt. That didn't work out.
They gave him some hope early in the first half.
Late in the first half. They were up late in the first half. And then, then it got away.
And that 1-2-2 zone.
Even Matt admitted what it was. He finally came around.
We didn't really prep of Mount Rushmore, so we're going to kind of go off the cuff. But we were going to talk about some of our favorite Coach Meyer moments. So, you want me to start?
Go for it.
Oh, Per says, now who is the interim decision maker for the women's team right now? I'm thinking about recruiting. Recruiting's kind of at a standstill until they have
we're in a little bit of a lull, and also again the tournament starts for the women actually tomorrow, so there's not going to be a lot of stuff crazy stuff going on in recruiting. So hopefully there's a coach in place soon. But right now, I'm assuming Fitz is in charge for the short term, at least.
Yeah. Who knows? Coach Meyer might be helping. She's still part of the program.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she'll. I mean, the part of the role is to advise. So I'm sure she's helping a little bit. But
my favorite Coach Meyer moment is obviously when we had her on the show and she named the pod selfishly. That's my number one. I'm not even writing them down today. I usually write this down, but we're just gonna go off the cuff.
Yeah, I'll go. Okay, so the first time I met Coach Meyer. So if you recall the timeline Melissa laid out earlier, Coach Meyer was not the coach when I was in school. It was Fern Labadie. So unlike, you know, Nate was talking about how she used to go through the dorms and try to get people, like, I didn't experience any of that. So I met her much later in life. I actually met her at the Maryland game. How many years ago was that at this point? Three? Is that 3 years ago? I think it was. Anyway, so that's definitely up there on my list. Damn it, it was first L. So that's definitely up there on my list. It must have been 3 years ago because I remember everyone in the crowd, including myself, was wearing a mask. Meeting her
for the first time?
Yeah, I found out which side the road bench was, and I bought seats like right behind the bench. And the ref blew a call, and because I was sitting so close, you could hear Coach Meyer yell at him, "Just admit you blew the call." And I like tweeted it out, and she saw it, and that's how we met.
That's funny.
Do
you remember? I think it was a preseason press conference. It was her and Destiny Harden, and somebody asked Destiny about like her injury and coming back and like being able to play like that Louisville game and in the tournament and whatever, and they both started tearing up. I have that press conference saved on YouTube.
I mean, there's a lot of
press
conference moments for Coach. God, this is tough. Oh, here we go.
Oh, look, I just got an ESPN alert about Miami and Kentucky having open positions, top candidates for the job.
I mean, well, let's finish this Mount Rushmore and we can open that up and see what they're talking about. Let's finish the Mount Rushmore. Nate threw one in here.
Crossing people over on a portable goal at the Rock.
I have another press conference moment. This was actually last year from the tournament, and she's talking about like the seniors that stayed loyal because you don't get a lot of that now. Mm-hmm. And the way she articulated it was really powerful to me. It was Lola and Destiny and talking about how they could have left. And it's where you can tell it's a classic Coach Meyer moment because you can tell how much she cares. So that's number two for me.
My third is this photo up here.
I was waiting for it. I was like, how is that not number one, man?
Meeting her in person.
How is that not number one? Because
her naming the show is way more important.
I could have used her naming the show, and now you took it.
Well, I did that because you weren't going to use me meeting her.
I wasn't going to use you meeting her.
Meeting her was awesome, but also the fact that she literally asked me, like, oh, how was your vacation? Like, it was cool. And then I was like, sorry to be a fangirl, but can I get a picture? And she's like, of course. So obviously that's another one, getting to actually meet her in person.
Yeah. For me, the third one, I'll go with the last year gonna be from this year, but the Mississippi State game this year. So Melissa alluded this earlier today. So actually, I guess you could probably get credentialed. I don't know. There's not much of a story here. You might be mixing up my two trips, but
no, about getting seats.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I was like, I could get credentialed. I was like, if I'm going all the way to Starkville, Cape was a road game. I'm like, I want to, you know, wear Miami stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah. When you do, when you go as press, you know, you're neutral. So you, and we do that too. Like, we cover the team professionally and we're doing the press thing, but I wanted to go as a fan. And I could not figure out where the Miami bench was. So it's like, well, I know someone pretty high up at the Miami basketball program. So I asked Coach Meyer where I could get tickets. And she's like, I got you, and just put me on the family list. And I've done that before.
And would have done it for me as well if I could have made
the trip. And I'd done that actually because my who Melissa's met, one of my college roommates, Matt, not Bridges, the one who was driving when we were in North Carolina.
Oh, it's a guy.
Yeah, no, the other one. The one who was driving, not the guy who got it. That's Glenn that got out of the car. But he worked for the team when we were in college. So he used to give, like, when we go to road games, I would give us his tickets because he got tickets for being the trainer. So I, like, had sat with the players' families before and all that stuff. But, like, for whatever reason, the way Mississippi State did, you're basically sitting on the end of the bench. So I get there, and, like, that's why I watched the game with, like, Coach Fitz's family and the trainers and you know, spoke with and just you could hear everything Coach Meyer was doing, and it was – especially, I changed. Obviously, I wasn't going to interrupt during the game, like, hey, coach. But afterwards, I exchanged messages with her, and she was like, thank you so much for coming out. And it's great to see you out there. And yeah, I mean, that is, we talk about the family atmosphere on the program. That to me was a pretty glaring example of it.
Fourth moment for me.
Oh, I thought I knew what it was.
Can I? Do you
yes,
see what I?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. You
can. Can I mention that?
Yes. 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 Okay. That's what I thought you were going to say, and then I didn't realize that you put something.
I was saving it for last, but I was like, "Can I mention that?" So, anyone who's been following the show for a while now knows my obsession with the practice shorts that the team, both teams, wear. Actually, me and Nate have this conversation a lot because he likes them too. And so I've joked about it on the show before about how I want them and whatever, and like we've like kind of like put the idea like, oh, well, we're, you know, we're cool with coach. Maybe she can hook me up. And so when she came on the show the second time, I mentioned the practice shorts and she just like laughed it off or whatever. And she just thought I was funny. So she DMs me, like, I don't even know how much later it was. I've never DM'd her. So I would tag her on Twitter, but I would never do that. I'm not going to like invade her personal space. So she DMs me and is like, hold on. What did she say? Where's my... She DMs me a picture of the practice shorts and says, surprise waiting. That was in October. I haven't gotten the shorts yet because we haven't met up since. But coolest moment ever. I think I texted Vish like, holy shit. She obviously didn't have to do that. I was just joking with her. But yeah, that was a pretty cool moment for me and to... for her to take that time to find me a pair of shorts that seems so like stupid, but
you still gotta pick them up, man.
I still have to get them, so maybe when we go watch a game with her next season, I can get the shorts.
Yeah, and then there's a follow up to that too, because I went to the ACC tip off. So basically, there's a breakout room where the team, and there's a schedule with like all the teams, so like you know what time they're gonna be there, and they do the main press conference in the big room, and then there's a breakout room. We can do one-on-one interviews. So our team was actually 8 a.m. breakout room. First day, first thing. Mm-hmm. So Coach Meyer was there with Jasmine and Jalea. And first thing she does, she sees me there. She comes, gives me a hug, and she goes, did Melissa tell you about the shorts? So, which, of course, Melissa told me about the shorts. Then, it's like the best thing that's ever happened to her.
But then, and the second thing she was like, she went and asked Jasmine and Jalea about chicken sandwiches.
Chicken sandwiches. Shout out to Jalea for the Popeyes.
Shout out to Jasmine for Chick-fil-A.
We won't mention what Jasmine said.
hey, Jasmine follows the Buckets account now, yeah. So gonna get her on the show.
We can get them both on the show, actually.
But it's actually really funny because she DMs me about the shorts and I'm like freaking out. But then for her to go to Vish and be excited about the fact that she's got a pair of shorts for me is absolutely hilarious. And I love it.
I know. It's like, so funny. You think Melissa, have you met Melissa with her big mouth? She shut up, didn't tell me about the shorts. Like,
wait, did you tell her I had a big mouth?
No, she knows you.
She doesn't know me that well. I've met her in person once.
She's been on the show. She knows.
No, but the first time she was on the show, I was a nervous wreck. So
that's true. You were freaking out before. I was like, oh, yeah.
I was, well, not only was I nervous to talk to her, but it's the first time I've ever interviewed anybody.
Yeah.
It's like, true. You had just invited me to do the pod like 2 weeks before that. So I was still trying to navigate my way through that. The second time we had her on the show, I was still nervous, but a lot less nervous. But I think, not to speak for you, but her coming on this pod the first time and naming the show is probably like our favorite moment.
Yeah, but I still get a fourth one. So, again, this is the other road trip I did this year once again.
Baylor. Well, to San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio, watch the team play against Baylor. Again, this just kind of shows how much Coach Meyer cares, but she told her wife to look out for me and find me. And I'm doing my normal pregame selfie with the back face of the court. I'm doing this, and I hear someone screaming my name, and I'm like, and I turn and I look down, and it's
isn't as good at the selfies as I am.
No, I'm terrible at it, but I was doing it.
Whenever me and Vish are together at a game, I'm usually the one taking the selfie because I'm better at angling it. But anyway, continue.
Yes, but you weren't available, so I was doing it. So I'm like looking up my camera, trying to like get the court in the back. And I hear someone shouting my name, and I take the photo and look down, and it's Coach Meyer's wife who comes up to me and says, "Hey, I'm Hunter. Katie told me you would be here. It's so happy to meet you." I'd written something about Coach Meyer last year, and she talked about that. And I mean, who does that?
You wrote a gem of an article that, if I'm not mistaken, Coach said like made her tear up on the bus when she was reading it.
Yeah, she did tell me that. And yeah. In private.
Well, there you go.
I mean, like I said, what'd you think I was going to do? You know, Melissa's a victim. So, no, but I mean, that's just the kind of person she is. She genuinely cares about people. And because, like, it's one thing for her to, you know, tell, yeah, there's extra family tickets. Why don't you take one of those? It's a whole other thing to, like, talk to her wife about it and make sure that she said hi to me and stuff. That's a whole other level. Mm-hmm. So,
honorable mention moment. Because I had to include the shorts thing.
You had to do the shorts, yeah.
Well, I wanted to include the Destiny Harden press conference because I've watched that over so many times. I love it. But when they made the Elite Eight last year, like after the press conference after the Sweet 16 win, and Coach Meyer is doing the press conference, and she's like head to toe covered in water from the celebration. And so the whole time she's having to like fix her hair with all the water and like keeps like having to redo it. That's such a fun press conference too. But
that is, you know.
Hunter is cool. I've never met her, Coach Meyer's wife, in person, but I've seen her at games and stuff.
Yeah.
She seems like a really good person as well, but it makes sense because, you know, she's married to Coach, so.
Yeah, and I think actually part of the, you know, we'll ask Coach, like, you know, what kind of went into her decision making when she's on the show. But I'm sure, you know, the ability to spend more time with her wife and family is probably the first.
And her boat.
On buckets, she'll have more time for this buckets too.
Yeah, she should do an episode of buckets from her boat buckets.
Yeah, she should. Yeah, that's what we'll get her to do that. Yeah, that's still crazy that both teams made the Elite Eight within like 3 hours of each other,
and both beat Indiana within like a day of each other.
Yeah,
crazy. All right. Well. This is the third episode of Buckets in 3 days.
It is. Canes on Deck is at 9 tonight, by the way. We're going to do some baseball.
Shout out to my boy, Rafe.
It is snowing in South Bend, so it's going to be a fun weekend.
Geesh. So maybe some final thoughts about Coach.
You want to go first or want me to go first?
I mean, just thank you. I mean, I don't even know what else to say because I'm so shocked. Thank you, Coach, for everything you've done for our alma mater. Wow. Speaking. Thanks for everything you've done for the University of Miami. Long time fan of the program, obviously. Thanks for making this podcast what it is. Wouldn't be Buckets without you. Looking forward to meeting you again and getting my shorts. But no, for real, enjoy your retirement. You've earned it. You deserve it. Forever a Cane.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's just, you know, congratulations on a fantastic career. Thank you for everything you've done for the program, for the show, for us. And yeah, as Melissa said, you know, if she's around campus, we will be around campus. We will definitely be seeing Coach around. So yeah, congratulations. Thank you. And as Melissa says on the board, it's time to name the court after the coach. So
and just by the way, you're always welcome on the show. Like if you see we're doing a show and it's like 5 minutes from showtime and you want to come on, you're welcome. If you want us to do a show, even if we don't have one planned, we'll do a show. You're welcome anytime, Coach. This is your show. You're basically the fourth host.
She just got rid of one job she doesn't want. You think she wants another job she doesn't want? Who wants to be the fourth host on this show? She won't be able to talk with you and me. Poor Matt can't get awarded as this.
Matt's so grateful when I'm not doing the show because he's got more of a chance to talk.
It's totally untrue, but okay.
Matt did get his Long Beach hoodie today.
He did.
It's funny because I got an email with my tracking number for my hoodie and I never got one for his. So I was like, did it ship? What's going on? But I guess they did. Maybe they just sent it through the regular mail.
Yeah, probably. Cause it was probably just as easy because it's local. Maybe that's why they only call you for the out of state ones. So.
Well, no, they said that they get a lot of fraud and I had put in two separate orders with two different addresses. So they wanted to make sure, but it is, but,
who's committing fraud against the Long Beach State Bookstore?
everyone, thank you for watching this impromptu buckets. Nate, as always, Gary popped in for a minute. Parrish, who else was here? Jorge.
Yeah, I think that might be.
Did I miss anyone? I think that was it.
It was Nate, Parrish, Jorge, and Gary.
Yeah. Gary, enjoy your Chick-fil-A tomorrow. I know you usually get that on Fridays. Nate, we'll chat soon. I don't know when the next episode of Buckets will be. Hopefully nobody else is retiring.
The next kick in the whatever but that comes
the
up.
The next episode is probably going to be when the next men's player hits the portal.
No, there will be Buckets next week if nothing else happens.
But, everybody enjoy March Madness. I don't even know who to root for. Beach lost. But congratulations, Long Beach State. And you ready, Bish?
Yep.
All right. We love you, Coach. Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.